I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
All right, the quality on here might be super bad. It's currently raining, and I'm recording this in my car. So if it's shit, then oh well. But so I'm stuck in traffic. I just got off work, I don't know, 40 minutes ago. I've been in this traffic. I'm just trying to get to the fucking gym. So I've been in this traffic for the last 30, 40 minutes. And then it got me thinking. So, I mean, you can just hear it in my voice right there, but traffic, right? Sucks ass. But it's kind of a far-fetched idea, so bear with me here, but a lot of things are, they just suck, and everybody agrees that they suck, and nobody puts any extra thought into why they suck or why they think those thoughts. Traffic blows, right? But does it actually, if you don't need to be, for example, I don't need to be at the gym at any specific time. I'm not in any time crunch whatsoever. The gym doesn't close. I don't have to be anywhere. I want to get there safely. So if it takes me extra long to get there safely, then so be it, dude. So, and that thought came about because I'm sitting here and I'm like, man, I'm stuck in traffic. This fucking blows. But it's like, dude, why does it blow though? It doesn't blow. So I get more time to sit in my thoughts or to think about something. And I have been. I've been deep thought about everything. And now I'm recording the show because I wanted to share this. So being stuck in traffic awarded me the opportunity to talk about a new thing on the show in this moment instead of bitching and complaining about something that I have no control over. So anyway, it got me thinking about that, and I thought, okay, why does this suck that I'm in traffic? And I couldn't think of anything. That I can't get to the gym 10 minutes earlier or 20 minutes, well, it's actually about a half hour, but you know, so I'm sitting here like, it sucks. I'm like, no, it doesn't suck. I get to listen to music uninterrupted. This is quiet, safe space in my car. Safe space meaning emotionally, you know, I don't gotta deal with anybody or talk to anybody. It's just me, myself, and I in here. I can listen to music if I want. I can listen to a podcast and learn some more. I can just shut it all off and be alone with my thoughts, like I said, and have the rain hitting my car. It's just really relaxing. I mean, I just worked a full day at FedEx. I'm tired as shit, and now I'm headed to the gym. So, you know, you could argue that this is probably the best thing for me, given the fact that I just got off work and now I get a little bit of chill time before the gym. So that's one thing that I wanted to share, because I think it's just all about how you see things, and it's all about how you can reframe whatever's going on to be a good thing instead of a bad thing. Because so many things in life, I think, we just think are bad, or they suck, or it's inconvenient, or whatever. And I think we just think that, you know, unconsciously. Like, this ties in perfectly. So I've noticed that I, to just feel the awkward silence, not even awkward, just to feel the silence when I'm talking to somebody, to just be like, oh, I'm so tired. But it's like, dude, I'm never fucking tired when I say that. One time out of every 10 times am I tired when I say that shit. And it's like, why am I saying that? Just to feel the silence? Why am I lying? I'm not tired. And I feel like saying that out loud just kind of makes me have to be tired. It's like, well, I said I was tired. This person heard me say it. So I guess I kind of got to act that way now, you know? And I started paying attention to this a month or two ago. And then since then, I've just tried to be aware of the fact, or be aware of when I want to say that, or for anything. Like, oh, I'm tired. So excited. Oh, man, the weather's great. Whatever. Just some shit that I don't even want to say. It's just more so along the lines of me saying shit that I don't even mean, you know. So anyway, started paying attention about a month or two ago, and now I'm aware of when other people say it, and do people say that fucking shit so much, you know? Oh, so tired. Oh man, you know, it's like, dude, are you actually tired? If you are, that's great. But for me, I guess I'm just talking about myself here, but I'm never tired when I say that shit. Matter of fact, I'm rarely ever tired. I get exhausted towards the end of the day. Don't get me wrong. I get tired. But not enough to just fucking tell everybody that I come across, you know. Oh, you fucking yawn, you know. Oh, I'm so tired, you know. But I noticed that I did that. I'm like, dude, I'm not, though. Why am I saying it? Or just, I don't know, man. It's just some thoughts that run through my head. But one final thought, and I'm going to end this, because I'm actually hauling ass on the freeway now. So I just worked a full-ass day. It was a very exhausting day, both mentally and physically. And instead of, I'm just comparing to when I lived in Colorado, because in Colorado, I would have gone directly home, and I just would have probably went to bed. But now, what I'm doing is I brought clothes with me. I changed at the FedEx station. Now I'm headed to the gym now. And it's leg day. My legs are already thrashed because I worked FedEx. Well, not, I wouldn't say my legs, but more so like my hips, my lower back. I'm just very, not sore, just, I guess just fatigued a little bit. And so now I have to go from a full day of work, very laborious work, to a leg day, to then go home. So I probably won't get home until 7-ish. 7:30, it's 5:40. I'm 5 minutes out from the gym, so. And to think that I just did that, and I'm going to go to the gym out of sheer discipline, not because I want, I really don't want to go. I don't want to hit the gym. I'd rather go home, but I have a rule with myself where I'm not allowed to take more than 2 days off in a row from the gym, but really anything, but gym specifically in this example. So I didn't hit the gym on Friday. I went and celebrated my mom's birthday, and then I did not hit the gym yesterday because I'm a fucking lazy bitch, and that's no excuse. That's just what it is. So that's what that is. So because I did that twice in a row, that's today that I have to go, and it is what it is. So I guess that's a moment of reflection, because used to just bitch out all the time. Now I'm just forcing myself to go, and it's leg day. You know, if it were chest day, I still wouldn't even want to go. If it were arms, I still wouldn't even, you know, but it's legs. And so now I got to deal with legs. I'm already tired. And then once I'm done with that, I got to go home and chug a shit ton of water, eat a lot of calories, still got to take an ice bath, and no shit, as soon as I finish everything for the day, I'm going to sleep, because I am so tired of feeling this exhaustion from not sleeping well the night before. Because last night I went to bed, I guess, later than I should have, and I just passed out. I didn't even, like, I woke up, my phone was on my chest, not charged, you know, still in my, I guess, daytime clothes, even though it was bedtime, whatever. And that only happens because I don't manage my time well during the evenings when I know that I don't have to wake up at 3:30. So it's just the lack of structure and knowing that I have more freedom to wake up later that fucks me. And so that's just a lack of discipline in one context that I need to take control of. So that's that. Anyway, so today is April 27th. It's 5:45 p.m. I'm in the car, headed to the gym, just got off work. And that's the show. So holy shit, dude. And yeah, that's the show. We'll end that with a nice sneeze. Thank you guys for listening. I'll talk to you later. Peace out.
Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.